gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice.
Lift your voices.
Sing a song.
Sing a song of praise for this good day. 7 after the hour. Friday it is. Later in the hour, Sally Fallon Morrell will be here to discuss what you eat, what you are putting into your body, nutrient-dense foods or garbage. Which do you prefer? I'm suggesting to you that if you stick around and listen to it, you may listen to the discussion. You may find yourself thinking, I might want to be wiser with my food choices. Just suggesting that might be the case. We also want to find out about Google Glasses, what they're all about. Richie has a story on the Tesla, and I would like you to focus on your money for a moment. How many people have their wallets?
Oh, there you are. One, two, three.
Where'd you go?
14, 15.
No, I was counting my money. You said, let's focus on your money. And I said, oh, there it is. One, two, three.
Okay. So you have a single dollar bill. You have a $5 bill, maybe a
$10. Single dollar bills, sir.
That's it. Okay.
It's three more than I have one. I have zero cash on me at the moment.
Me too, actually. Go ahead. Back to you in the studio.
You said you wanted to talk about our money. We just did.
I do. Okay. So here's the suggestion.
He didn't really mean it.
No, I sort of did mean it. But Kenny has posted on Facebook and I think also in trending stories at DougStephan.com a picture. Richie, if you would be kind enough to go, and everybody listening right now at the moment, go to DougStephan.com and see the picture of the dollar bill with a strange stamp on it. Do you see the stamp on the dollar bill? The suggestion is, as comes from the boys who started Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, that we all
not
go
to be reused for bribing politicians.
Right.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
All right. So my suggestion is that we all go to Staples and we find, I mean, these things, you can buy these stamps for a couple of bucks. Get an ink pad. Most people have that. And take the money out of your wallet and stamp it with what you see at DougStephan.com. Not to be used to bribe politicians. All right?
Isn't it illegal to write on money, though?
We're not writing. We're stamping it.
You're defacing money.
And who's going to find out it was you? You're not signing it.
They might be able to trace your ink.
How? Oh,
fingerprints.
Back to Staples store number 18. Then they pull the security cameras. Yep. They see you buying it. Ugh.
Okay. God,
red ink number 17.
Yeah.
Good.
That and the stamp also says, signed Doug Stephan.
Yeah, right. Good promotion for the Good Day program.
Right.
I had an idea whose time may have come, something for you to consider. There at the lovely spot we call DougStephan.com. The story of Randy Jackson being out on American Idol is there as well. The story about Kiefer Sutherland being tapped to come back as Jack Bauer is there as well. Plus, our friend supermarket guru Phil Lempert will run down for you the best way to get fresh, for good, something else.
Get what?
There it is. Thank you. To get fresh produce during the month of May. Where do you find Sumar Guru Phil Lempert, known around the country and around the world as the expert when it comes to shopping for food, knowing the value of food, where to get the best food, especially items, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a public service at DougStephan.com as well. And then there is the story of the 19-year-old New Jersey girl diagnosed with stage 4 leukemia, Richie, given just a few days to live. She went to the Internet for her last wish. She wants to meet the lead singer of her favorite band. And apparently that's happened already, even though they're touring in... Did you say they were in Europe? What's the name of this? Super Slosh or something? What's the name of this group?
maybe Sleeping with Sirens.
Oh, okay.
I like Super Slosh better, though. They might be, too. We don't know.
Anyway, so the lead replied to this young lady on Twitter. And there are other people that are... I guess this thing has gone really viral, right? Hundreds and hundreds of tweets every minute supporting this young woman. Maybe it'll help turn it around for her, I guess.
Yes. Last night there were something like 800 tweets per minute.
Wow.
As people were trying to help set this up.
Cool. Good stuff. All right, so cool. Richie, as you are our... Say, what is that? Where did my...
Are you okay?
Well, I've just been... I've been eating yogurt and cashews, and not a great combination.
Why?
Well, because they get sort of stuck. They're not.
Everything you eat gets kind of stuck. What is wrong?
Because you can't drink water without coughing up a lot.
I eat too fast, or I'm eating while I'm doing something else. I was on the phone, and I was eating, and that sort of thing.
You need to do the breakfast experiment that I was telling Rich about.
And that is?
That is every day for 7 days you eat something different for breakfast, and you write down after you eat immediately how you feel, what's happening with your body.
Right. And then it would be the same result every day.
I'm joking. Well, maybe there's something he doesn't choke on. And then an hour and a half later, you write down how your body feels. And then that helps you discover what foods you might have problems with.
Hmm.
So which, Jen and I in your case, together, she's eating, and then I'm telling her how her body feels.
Yeah,
that's very good, Rich.
He likes these two parts.
Are you about to make some judgment about my body?
No, I wasn't making a judgment about your body.
You just choke on almost anything you put in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't. No, that's not really.
Maybe
true.
You have a weak swallow.
One of the things, well, I do because of all the allergies.
Right.
And now the allergies pretty much close up my.
Hello, you're talking to the queen of allergies here.
But your glottis gets plugged up.
Well, you're who? I don't know that I'm.
Excuse me, doctor, but could you clean out my glottis?
That's right. Check that glottis, please. All right. All right, so Richie, the Tesla.
Yeah, you know, Tesla's having a good week. Last week, how long have they been around? 6, 7, 8 years, something like that?
At the most.
It's the high-dollar electric automobile.
Very nice.
This past quarter, they reported its first profit ever, and it made, like, good money. And all of the other high-end electric, totally solo electric vehicles have pretty much gone either under or have declared bankruptcy in the past year. So it doesn't look good for the fully electric cars. But Tesla seems to figure it out. And
unless they're part of a big corporate entity, Tesla is not. But the Volt and all these other electric cars that come from the big companies, they're okay.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So Consumer Reports decided to take a check of the Tesla and see how they rated it. And it rated 99 out of 100 points, which hasn't happened since the 2007 Lexus LS.
Wow.
They say that it's got the interior quality of an Audi, and it handles like a Porsche. Mm. One of the things I thought that was really cool with this thing is that it gets 200 miles on a single charge, where most fully electric cars only get about 75 to 80 miles on a charge.
And but these, I don't even use the word scared, but as Meredith or anybody else who drives me is happy to tell you, I'm down to fumes before I stop to get gas.
I do that, too.
And under the circumstances, if you are in one of these things and you're getting close to running on empty, you have nowhere to go, nowhere to hide, you're done.
Right. Here's my question about people with Teslas. It has to be your second car. Yeah. There's no way that you can have a Tesla and have that be your primary
car. But you know what? They're really, Richie's right. We just were walking through the mall the other day, the Natick Mall here in Framingham. And I didn't notice it, but Meredith pointed out, look, they sell them in malls. The first time I saw one, there's one, a little store in the Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica. Yeah. They have the little stores. They don't have a big
dealership,
and they don't have a lot of overhead. And certainly, I mean, what do you have to fix? I remember walking into the one on Third Street Promenade. Look in the hood and look under the trunk. There's nothing there's lots of storage space because there's nothing there. The motor is, in essence, over the rear wheels.
Yeah.
And there's not much.
You have a trunk in the front of this thing.
Trunk in the front, trunk in the back.
So this thing does the equivalent of 84 miles per gallon at $9 in electricity for a full charge.
Wow.
It's pretty much like paying $1.20 for a gallon of gas.
So what would it be like how does it use up electricity? Let's say in Los Angeles they're selling tons of them. You want the young, upwardly mobile guys that are working for Sony or Universal or wherever they are. They're going to work and they have to sit in the traffic for a long time. It's much less draining on the facility, isn't it? If you just park, not using any real electricity?
Correct, yeah.
And everything is on the dashboard, by the way.
Does 0 to 60 in 5.6 seconds.
Yeah, it really
is. And I will tell you, the only electric car I've driven is the Volt.
Yeah.
And that thing, it's got some torque. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is fast off of the line. As soon as you punch that thing, it's gone.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who builds, he's an engineer for buses.
Really?
And he builds electric motors for buses.
Huh.
And he says those things, he can get in a bus, and that thing will turn rubber. And really? And just do a burn. It's got so much torque and so much
rubber on the road.
Yeah, I mean it's not like it'll do 200 miles an hour.
Wow.
But off the line, torque flies.
Torque comes easier with a diesel engine than it does with a gas engine. Gas engines don't have much torque,
right?
Because there's not enough oomph.
It's that initial punch,
right?
Here.
But in terms of a diesel engine, you get a lot more torque out of a diesel engine.
Monster.
What's that?
This is where I totally am tuning out now.
Torque.
When you guys start talking about torque and stuff,
torque.
I just don't even know
why. Why is that relegated to a girl thing versus a guy thing? Torque. You should understand what torque is.
I understand what torque is.
Well,
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what I was hoping.
So anyway, Tesla's doing very well.
Good for you.
But how's
good
your glottis?
Uh-huh. Glottis is okay. Cicadas.
Cicadas,
them too. Swarmageddon is coming. We'll have that in the next half hour here on Good Day. It's now 18 after, if you're keeping track of things. Hold the watch up to your ear and see if it's still ticking away.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire of equal or lesser value. Rebate ends 6/1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling and... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the Miss America pageant, and now they can't use the song anymore. Bert Parks been gone for a long time. That, by the way, there's a strange sort of a sad story. This guy lived, he was a game show host. He did a lot of television, very, very successful host. But he lived his whole world. You know how sometimes people's world is built around what their image is or what they do for a living,
mm-hmm.
and everything goes in that direction. Well, that was the story of this guy. And so when he was fired from, and this is 20-some-odd years ago, he'd done it for since it started on television, and it pretty near killed him because it was his identity. And singing that song was something that brought goosebumps to people who watched that show. So there's a dispute between the wife of the late songwriter Bernie Wayne, and apparently Bert Parks' family is involved in this somehow or other. I'm not sure exactly how, but no matter what, the Miss America pageant, and I'm not sure who owns it. I know that Trump owns Miss Universe. I don't think he owns Miss America. But anyway, the people who own the pageant now have not paid the proper licensing fees. You know, the people write these songs, they want to get paid for having them used. And so last year and the year before, the people producing the show just seem to have forgotten to pay the fee. So the people who own the song have said, sorry, you can't use it till you pay us up for last year and the year before.
Wow.
And pay in advance for this year's use, too.
That's it.
So, I mean, under the circumstances, it is really a part of that show. Whether it's tradition or not, I don't know. Whether
not anymore, it isn't. No.
People don't care?
Nah, I don't think so anymore.
Okay. So it's no big deal.
Yeah, the new Miss Americas, I would imagine.
They don't even know.
I will meet this year's Miss America in a few weeks at the National Memorial Day Parade.
Can I touch you,
I will ask her. If she can sing, Here She Comes, Miss America by Burt Parks, America. And she will have no clue what I'm talking about.
Miss America.
So when you cruise around, some of the things that Burt Parks has sung in the Miss America pageant over the years,
yeah.
One of them, and this is a very kind of not clean version of the song, he does Wings, Let Him In.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this.
Nice. Copy it.
Someone knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell.
I like him.
Do me a favor. Open the door. And let him in.
Someone knocking at the door.
Quality. Yeah.
Hi, a little gossip here, Jen.
Yes, sir.
Julia Roberts is not going to her half-sister's wedding.
Well, yeah, she doesn't support the union. Why would she go to the wedding?
Really?
Yeah, she didn't like the
No.
guy.
What's the union?
Her sister is Nancy Motz, and she's marrying John Dilbeck, who is a former fast food restaurant employee, by the way, not executive. Mm-hmm. I guess she doesn't think much of him, and she's convinced that he's sponging off of her sister, who doesn't make much money in the first place. Yeah, there you go.
Get it? Suddenly, it's Saturday afternoon all over again. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Are you still there? A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger.
Everyone knows that classic TV opening, and if you're lucky enough to be old enough, you remember lying on your living room floor, chin in your hands, watching Clayton Moore and Jay Silverheels battle bad guys every Saturday afternoon. The Lone Ranger is one of 14 classic Western series, included in a new DVD set, Howdy Kids, a Saturday afternoon Western roundup. Besides The Lone Ranger, no collection would be complete without...
The Roy Rogers Show, starring Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, Trigger is Golden Palomino, and Dale Evans, Queen of the West.
And then there are some classic Western heroes I hadn't even thought about in decades.
Out of the clear blue of the Western sky comes Sky King.
Remember Sky King flying his Cessna over the desert in search of villains? And how about the guy who seemed to love the snow almost as much as he loved his dog?
Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police with Yukon King. Swiftest and strongest lead dog breaking the trail in the relentless pursuit of lawbreakers in the wild days of the Yukon.
You know, there are those who insist the 1960s feminist movement was partly inspired by the Saturday Western that featured a heroine who could do it all without apology.
Bullseye!
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the Old West, a Cisco Kid.
Not only was the Cisco Kid the first TV series filmed in color, it was also the first to feature two Hispanic characters, Cisco and his sidekick Pancho. The Howdy Kids collection is on sale now. I'm Bill Newcott.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com 866-404-3663.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. account includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
After the hour, another half hour of conversation here. The best stories of the day. What's your favorite so far? Actually, if you've been listening for a while, you've not heard us use the same word in the same sentence twice. Not a good idea. The story from Doug. If you hadn't said anything, Jennifer, I wouldn't even be thinking about what it is that I'm saying. But every time I put some thought into what I'm saying, I am tripping behind, what is the old expression, your tongue gets caught behind your eye teeth?
Yes.
Can't see what you're saying. mother in Texas who made an interesting decision. She waited for a long time. Her son was shot. She did not take him to the hospital. She went to WebMD instead.
Sure, that's what you do, isn't it?
On how to treat a gunshot wound.
The one time that WebMD will be right, you're going to die.
Right.
Because that's pretty much their prognosis for everything.
This 14-year-old was shot in the leg by Peter Rodriguez, a friend who lived in the same home with this other family. Rodriguez, 23, allegedly playing with a pistol. He pointed it at the 14-year-old, pulled the trigger, and guess what? There was a bullet in it.
What a moron.
Oh, my God, yeah. These people. So the shooting was caught on tape by a surveillance video system inside the house.
That, you have to go to the website. Go to DougStephan.com and look at this house.
Yeah.
The house is like some shack out in the country, yet they have this, this surveillance system. Outside and inside.
Gotta make sure you protect yourself.
Yeah. Oh, my God. These people are something else. Hey. All right. So, in a moment, we're going to meet Sally Fallon Morrell, who's the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, experts in food and food history, et cetera, et cetera.
I like that place.
Before what, the Weston A. Price Foundation?
Yeah, they have great stuff.
They have a lot of information. We go there all the time for info, Richie. Google Glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody watch this? Kenny, are you paying attention to this announcement made this week about what Google is going to be selling? Computer.
I've seen Google
eyeglasses,
but I
call Google Glasses.
Right,
right.
So they are not going to. They made a big decision this week. They are not going to sell advertising on the Google Glass.
Oh.
Radio, television, newspapers, magazines are trying to counter what Google is doing, and every time they turn around, Google one-ups them because of the creative, clever way they have of delivering their product. So now they're going to like sunglasses. You'll be able to get Google Glasses, and there are some things that you can do to...
There's a fully working computer on the inside of the lens.
Yeah.
And to you, it looks like about a 7-foot-long widescreen TV that the computer is on, because it's, I mean, basically 3/4 of an inch from your eye.
Yeah. Are you going to be outlawed from wearing them while you're driving a car?
Well,
you think about all of the ramifications of a pair of glasses.
Imagine, yeah, the distractions could be
definitely an issue. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right. Well, how's that any different than having a television screen right in front of you,
well,
no matter
what if what, you're if you're, what if you have a Google Maps open and they're giving you directions as you drive?
Yeah, but
it's weird. It's so close to your brain. Oh, I don't know.
It's really a life-changing thing.
It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Let's find out about foods you should be aware of. I'm sure this will turn, well, I shouldn't say I'm sure. I don't know, because I never, as you know, I'm not interested in talking to the people that I put on the air before I put them on the air. I don't want to rehearse what the answers will be, but because I know about the Weston A. Price Foundation, actually Sally has been here before, we're going to talk about what the Weston A. Price Foundation promotes and why it's important at this time of year, especially as you begin to think about what you want to either go get at a local produce place or how you're getting the things that you're ingesting into your body in general. She's the author of, by the way, the book called cookbook called Nourishing Traditions. So we'll hear from her in just a moment here on Good Day.
You wanted it. You got it. Big Easy Click deals are back at Lumber Liquidators Easy Click Flooring Sale. Save up to 48% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Get big coupon savings and save up to 33% off our best laminates. Up to 22% off Easy Click Hardwood. Up to 26% off Easy Click Vinyl Wood Plank. Plus special financing. Easy to install, easy to finance, easy to save. It just clicks. Easy Click Flooring Sale is going on now, so get to LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for.
Dark Stephens. excuse me, madam, 16, where are we, 19 before the hour, actually, Doug's Good Day program with Jennifer, Rich, Kenny, and Sally Fallon Morrell, who is the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, a nutrition education nonprofit with 500 chapters around our country and around the world. They promote the use of nutrient-dense foods. So, Sally, since you've been here before, a lot of things have changed in the real world. This is not one of them. Will you explain to folks what it means to be interested in nutrient-dense food?
Well, it means to eat the very foods that we're told not to eat. It means to eat the nutrient-dense animal foods, and, of course, my favorite food is butter. And butter is a very healthy fat, especially when it comes from grass-fed
animals. Mine is raw milk.
Raw milk is mine. Raw milk, what we call real milk, because we mean milk that has all the fat in it and it comes from pasture-fed animals and is unpasteurized. So real milk, butter, meat fats, organ meats. So we need to go back to eating liver and pate and liverwurst and all those good things. Seafoods, of course. The most nutrient-dense seafood is fish eggs, which traditional cultures highly valued, especially for having healthy babies.
Isn't caviar fish egg?
So this is the caviar and pate diet.
Good for you. That's how we all want to live.
And we also promote the use of cod liver oil for vitamins A and D, which are the two vitamins that are so greatly missing in the modern diet.
Right. So, Weston A. Price, just as a curio, I know that you've been close to this for a long time, and it happens that the Weston A. Price Foundation is running an independent research lab now to study these foods at the University of Illinois. How'd that come to be?
Well, we became acquainted with Dr. Fred Kumerow, who has been in charge of a laboratory at the University of Illinois for really about 50 years. He is 98 years old.
God love him.
He's written over 400 peer-reviewed papers.
Oof.
And he is totally on our page. He eats butter. He has warned about... He was the researcher who found out why trans fats were so bad. But he also warns about the dangers of vegetable oils. And if we can raise enough money, we will have complete access to this lab and be able to do the research that we've always wanted to do. We already support a researcher there who is working on vitamins A and D and their role in preventing heart disease. So we have a campaign going on right now. If you go to our website, WestonAPrice.org, you can click on the donate page. It's very easy to donate. And what we're really looking for is lots of small donations. If everyone listening would go and donate $20, if all our members would donate $20, we would have what we need to keep this laboratory
going. It's kind of like a crowd fund without it being a crowd fund.
Right.
Yeah, it is. So let's go back for a second. In conversation with Sally Fallon Morrell, who's the president of Weston A. Price Foundation. Vegetable fats, why do we stay away from them?
Well, these are manufactured fats. We call them industrial oils. They come from seeds. They are highly processed in the facilities that are like oil refineries. The vegetable...
Wait a minute, hold on. Let's not lose sight of that graphic in our minds, our imagination.
They use the same equipment in these facilities that they use in oil refineries.
Oil refineries and your health, folks. How does that make you feel? Canola oil, would you say? Sunflower oil? All those oils?
Yes, sunflower, soy.
What about flaxseed? We hear a lot of good things about flaxseed.
Well, leave aside flaxseed because that can have good effects if it's truly cold pressed. But that's not the kind of oils that are being processed in these facilities. And the liquid vegetable oils are inherently fragile and dangerous because they break down into free radicals. And this happens in, you know, in spades with this industrial processing. And these free radicals cause oxidation. They cause the oxidation of cholesterol in the body, and that's the kind of cholesterol that's bad for us. But if we're not eating liquid vegetable oils, then the cholesterol does not harm us.
Now, how is it that there is so much disagreement in this? I know you and I, and the first time you met, I think you remember that I have the raw milk dairy outside of Boston in Framingham. So that was our first encounter. And then the conversation about what really is just so dramatic when you present these findings. But yet people on the other side will be as dramatic as well. And I know you get into lots of debates about this. because somebody says one thing that you seem to say, okay, this feels comfortable and I agree with it. And then someone else will say, well, the science shows that this is true and that's not true. So how the heck do you know what to believe?
Well, the vegetable oil industry has been working for 100 years to demonize their competition and to make the American public think that vegetable oils are healthy. And they have a lot of money to do this, billions of dollars. They are probably our strongest lobby, and most people have never heard of them. And they have actually been able to skew the direction of university research to sort of buy off government agencies and to influence how this research is presented to the public.
Well, let's look at Jennifer, who's here with me, and I go off frequently now about the FDA because there's so many people in the FDA from Monsanto and how they're influencing what gets done there. Again, you think the government is supposed to be credible, although most of us don't believe much about what the government has to say if we think it through, but a lot of people don't. They just see FDA, we got to do what they tell us to do.
And it's axiomatic that if you set up a government agency to police a certain industry, by 10 years that industry will have gotten control of that agency.
Right. That's
and,
just a
and that happened with the FDA in the 1970s. The vegetable oil industry got control of the FDA. And since then, it's just been, you know, like a juggernaut. They control the media. They, you know, they're on interlocking directories with the media and universities. And so we get this relentless, just absolutely relentless barrage of propaganda telling us not to eat butter, not to eat meat fats, not to use lard. And I'll give you a good example. When finally the industry and the government had to admit that trans fats were extremely bad for us, they used that as a platform to keep on demonizing butter.
Yeah.
They kept saying they're just as bad as butter. And as a matter of fact, butter has all the opposite effects from trans fat. Butter has good effects on the body and trans fats.
The thing that you want to maybe remember is all the promotion went into margarine, and then you figure out 20 years later it's basically plastic. They make PCV pipe from the same stuff that they're putting the margarine.
Yeah. And now, so when the margarine was real, when people, they just couldn't defend margarine anymore.
No.
They started to push these soft spreads. I can't believe it's not butter. And these are just as dangerous. They may be lower in trans fats, but they're just loaded with these industrial oils full of free radicals.
Well, this is the idea here is to promote healthy food, have you get an idea of what's what, the locavore movement, pushing people. I mean, the laughable thing about raw milk is that the government, the FDA, USDA will tell you that it's unhealthy, and then they are okay with smoking tobacco. I mean, this is the ludicrous
stuff.
Well,
and
they're
okay with breastfeeding, and breastfeeding is raw milk after all.
Yeah, let's outlaw breastfeeding, see how far that goes.
By the way, there's a brand new study out showing that Amish children, raw milk fed Amish children, have much better immune systems than children fed pasteurized milk who grew up on farms. So we really have a tremendous amount of evidence that raw milk protects against asthma, allergies, and eczema, which I want to remind you, asthma is a life-threatening illness that kills 1,500 people per year.
Yep, it really
raw milk has never killed anybody. So.
No, but then you wouldn't get that out of the government and all these idiots from the FDA. All right, Sally, good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Website, Weston A. Price Foundation. Go there, and maybe you can invest a few bucks in keeping that laboratory going that they're talking about. Sally, thanks. It's 10 before the hour.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Film Rattle and Hum. Bono is 53 today from U2. The song's called Desire. Movie moment starts with movie music. What do you remember about this concert film, Chuck Curry?
Not that much, really. I gotta be honest with you.
I do. Yeah, Richie probably remembers.
Waited in line for this movie. Just saw it the first Friday night it was out on a big screen down in D.C., and it was a fantastic concert movie.
Chuck Curry is here. He's the editor of Entertainment Today and Beyond. Check that out. You can go to his picture in the contributors box at DougStephan.com for a connection to his world of videos, DVDs, all the things that we like to talk about here in this portion of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, where we usually have, we find time for a movie, give you some audio, you figure out what the movie is, get a swell prize, all that good stuff. This is so easy. Richie's going to be all over this.
Every time you say it's easy, no one gets it.
All right, well, let's see what happens. 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue from today's movie. Mystery movie.
Long clips today, so we're getting a lot here. All right.
Remember that big fountain, the one on main campus, the one that says knowledge, art, religion, life? The day that we were walking past that, she was sitting on the life side. And she just smiled at me.
I don't know.
I don't.
888, yes, you do. 888, you get it, Chugger?
No, not yet.
Nope. All right.
Charlotte has it.
Charlotte's got it. 888-302.
Smart dog.
368, where she goes to all the movies with me.
Barely.
Right. Second clip here.
It's not just infatuation, Kevin. She's not just a girl. She's the only evidence of God that I can find on this entire planet, with the exception of the mystical force that removes one of my socks from the dryer every time I do the laundry.
That's a funny line. Don't know.
His father and brother are important players in the same field as he, even though they don't use his name, same name. 888, father's name is Ramon. 888-302-3684, last clip.
There are several quintessential moments in a man's life. Losing his virginity, getting married, becoming a father,
all right, here we go.
Having the right girl smile at you.
888-302. You got it yet, Chicker? Chicker Chucker?
Chicker?
Chicker Chucker.
I think I it sounds familiar, but it's just not popping in my head.
Well, because yeah. we didn't use the same old clips that we usually use. Good job, Kenny. 888-302-3684. Identify the movie. Get the swell prize. Chucker has a preview of the movies coming out this weekend, including The Great Gatsby, right after this.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Let's spend a minute with Chucker on The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, Chuck, the Opus today expected tracking at around a $33 million opening, opened both 2D and 3D. I got a chance to see it last night at the 10 o'clock premiere in 2D, and the film, without a doubt, is visually stunning. It's a good start turn by Leonardo DiCaprio, who I must admit looks better than he has in about a decade on film. He certainly trimmed down for the role, looks good, his acting performance is good. As I said, it's a visually striking movie, but I thought it was somewhat thin scripted. And in a 2-hour and 5-minute running time, overall, the story still felt somewhat incomplete. I also like Tobey Maguire. I thought he was quite good. Harry Mulligan is a female lead. I thought it was somewhat miscast. I still think it's worth seeing. There's enough entertainment value, and the visual splendor is quite good. So I'd give it a 6 out of 10. I think most audiences will get their money's worth, although the nitpickers will certainly have problems with the overall film. Still one other bit of news. Disney reportedly close on hiring a director for the 5th installment in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. That means Johnny Depp's going to jump from the Lone Ranger right into another Pirates of the Caribbean film. I don't get the popularity of this franchise. I thought the first one was excellent, but the last three were bloated mess.
Yeah, they make a lot of money. That's all.
They do.
Hi, Mary's in Fredericktown, Ohio. Mary, welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, thank you. What's the name of the movie?
St. Elmo's Fire.
St. Elmo's Fire. Emilio Estevez, 51 today. His father is Martin Sheen, whose real name is Ramon Estevez. His brother is Charlie Sheen.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.pastorbutchteam.com. That's pastorbutchteam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or pastorbutchteam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.